During this week, this Holy Week, each evening at 6 o'clock, there's been a service here in the chapel. In that service, there's been reflection on various aspects of where we're up to in Holy Week. So today, this Maundy Thursday, I'd like to reflect on the words of Jesus that are from John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 34, which we just heard at the end of the Gospel reading. "A new commandment I give to you," Jesus said, "that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." Maundy, the word Maundy, or Maundy, is in Latin a word for a command. It is in Latin mandatum, a command. So when we read this words of Jesus, the new commandment that he gives to us, it is a command. Did not Jesus say for us to love as he does? I see this gospel as being all about love and service, which flows from love. When I look at the bickering band of Jesus' disciples, I think, how are they supposed to love one another? This group of men who argued over the seats of honour in Jesus' kingdom. How are they to love one another? And how are we to love one another? There's a connection between love one another and the Last Supper and the feet washing. And it all happened in the upper room. There it was, the foot washing, the Last Supper, the new command to love one another. And it all happened on that night that Jesus was betrayed. We can only love one another as God's holy people if we are connected to Jesus. Foot washing was one of the most base and menial tasks. Only the lowest rank of slave would wash the dusty, mud-stained feet of the householder. But here we have the Lord of heaven and earth, the incarnate Word through whom all things were made, setting aside his own garments, wearing a lowly towel of the humblest slave, while his disciples watched on as he took the bowl and the jug of water. They watched as he came and knelt before each of them. They heard the sound of water pouring from the pitcher as he washed the feet of one disciple, then another, then another. What humility, what extreme humility. The one called teacher and Lord washes the feet of the disciples. But one objects, Peter. He's too proud to have Jesus bend down and wash his feet. And I reflect that this same pride keeps us from bending down to wash the feet of our brothers and sisters. Surely washing feet is not a proper use of our great spiritual gifts. Isn't the real Jesus more glorious, more spiritual than some crucified foot washer? But that's not faith, that's unbelief. "If I do not wash you," Jesus says, "you have no share with me." So we too must be washed by Jesus, bathed as little children, baptised into his death and resurrection. We cannot wash ourselves. We wouldn't even if we could. Like little children who play in the mud, we rather enjoy the filth of our sin. We've grown accustomed to it, but we cannot come to the table with dirty feet. So Jesus bends down to us in his humbled, crucified humanity to wash us. He reaches down to the dirtiest and most deeply soiled places in our lives, down to the soles of our feet, where we touch the earth from which we're made, the dirt to which we return in death. He reaches down to the place where the dirt of our earthly life is ground in and stubborn. And washed by Jesus, baptised into his death, we are cleansed from head to toe. Jesus' washing drowns our stubborn pride, the ego of our old Adam. It frees us from the bondage of our pride to serve others in the humility of Christ. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Jesus shows us the posture of the disciples before the world, stooped down as a servant with towel and basin, washing filthy feet. To be a disciple of the Lord Jesus means having your feet washed by Jesus so that you may in turn wash the feet of one another. It means being loved by a humbled and crucified Christ so that you may be humbled and crucified to love one another in him. And washed by Jesus, you are clean, ready for supper. You can recline and relax at his table. You can let your defences down. At his table, Jesus is host and servant and main course, all at the same time. He gives his precious body to eat and his Passover blood to drink. And as fruitful branches are to the vine, so you are to Jesus at his table. He is the true vine, you are the branches. You are grafted into Jesus through faith. You receive his life into you. Apart from him, you can do nothing. Take, eat, drink of it, all of you. His life flows from the cross to the chalice and into your mouth. And his life in you bears fruit. His love for you overflows to your neighbour. It's in this context that Jesus gives his new mandate. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. What's new with this commandment? It's not the love your neighbour as yourself, is the old commandment from Moses. What's new is Jesus washing and feeding, his baptism and his supper of body and blood. These are Jesus' mandates to you. This is how you learn to love one another. Jesus' new mandate to his disciples is to receive his love in all the ways he wants to give it. Jesus' new mandate means being loved by him so that his love flows through you to one another. His love is poured out for you in his death and poured into you in his baptism and his supper. His love bears fruit as it has its way with you. It leads you to bend down, wash each other's feet, serve each other, and live for each other's benefit. As we learn to be filled with Jesus' self-giving love, his love flows through us to each other. This week, a volunteer in our holistic care nursing ministries emailed me after having a coffee with a client. The client, a lonely older woman with a disability, had said to her, "Since I have met you and others in your program, my life has dramatically changed." This volunteer, like Jesus, had bent down, washed the woman's feet and served her, loved her as Jesus loves us. The gift of service to the giver is that the more we give love, the more we bend down to serve, the more we are filled with love. Jesus gave to his disciples a commandment that was new. He said, "Show my love to one another, do as I have done for you, and all the world will know that you love me as you love each other too." Amen.